City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 31, Ricardo A. Brown, Michael R. Duncan, Donovan Richards.
Ricardo A. Brown, party enrolled in
Democratic,
current occupation
President and CEO of Brown, Young & Company, CPAs and consultants.
Previous occupations.
Former Director of Finance, CFO, for a major nonprofit on Long Island. Former Controller of a pension plan. Supervising senior at top four accounting firm. Audit staff at a mid-sized accounting firm.
Education.
Associate's degree in Applied Science and Accounting from CUNY at LaGuardia Community College. Bachelor's degree in accounting from SUNY College at Old Westbury. CPA since 2001, and in 2012 I became a Chartered Global Management Accountant, CGMA.
Organizational affiliations.
I am a member of the Springfield Rosedale Civic Association, member of the New York State Society of CPAs, and the American Institute of CPAs. I serve on the Investments Committee of the NYS SCPA.
Prior public experience.
Served in various volunteer positions over the years, including the grassroots organizing that supported then-candidate Obama become president. I have been involved in planting community gardens and cleanup efforts in the local area.
What is the most important issue in Council District 31 you would address if elected?
1. Rebuilding the areas affected by Sandy and accountability for FEMA funds. 2. Jobs for the youth, including volunteer services for those still studying. 3. Access to quality care and recreation for seniors.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
1. More collaboration between the community and the police. 2. Creating a civilian patrol team in each section of the district, organized by the local associations. 3. Increase the efforts by DEP to clean up the drainage in the community to reduce flooding.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a financial executive and business owner, a job creator keen on serving the community. I understand the struggles of working families and the need for services to maintain the community. We need better schools and safer streets with summer opportunities for the youth. Seniors need to have access to care and recreation.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Michael R. Duncan, party enrolled in
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Business owner, Jamaica Breeze Restaurant.
Previous occupation.
Tax preparer.
Education.
BBA, accounting, Baruch College, CUNY.
Organizational affiliations.
UNIAACL, Rosedale Soccer Club.
Prior public experience.
Chief of Staff, District 31.
What is the most important issue in Council District 31 you would address if elected?
After-school education, which is supposed to supplement the regular education, is lacking in our community, though there are many school buildings. Arts, music, and cultural programs are almost non-existent. I absolutely plan to invest a lot of my expense funding into creating such programs because they are a necessity for the total development of our children.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Economic opportunities for adults throughout the year and for teenagers during the summer months are very critical for the community. As we know, employment and economic growth are interrelated. Employment contributes to economic growth. Employed workers spend more money in the society, which in turn creates more jobs and economic stability. This is why I want to introduce as many self-reliant opportunities in the community.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am a servant of the community, having served the youth of Southeast Queens for more than 18 years through the Rosedale Soccer Club, having led the fight against the Hot Sheets Motel across the street from the high school and middle school, having been the PTA president at PS 195, JHS 231, and Springfield Gardens High School, having provided immigration services to those less fortunate, having been chief of staff to District 31, and being the business owner of Jamaica Breeze Restaurant, whereby I create jobs, and continuing to be the grassroots community activist, have all led me to this voyage. I embrace and espouse economic self-reliance, and this is why I want to give back to the community.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Donovan Richards. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member, District 31.
Previous occupations.
Chief of Staff for New York City Council Member James Sanders, Jr., District 31.
Education.
Associate's degree in Aviation Management from Vaughan College of Aeronautics.
Organizational affiliations.
Not applicable.
Prior public experience.
Chief of Staff for New City Council Member James Sanders, Jr., District 31.
What is the most important issue in Council District 31 you would address if elected?
The most important issue for residents of City Council District 31 is improving our economy locally and citywide. One of the most effective ways to address this issue would be by creating local jobs for district residents.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Of course, the continued recovery for Hurricane Sandy is a top priority. Alongside that, we must see that the city reinvests in our public schools and libraries. We must also continue our fight to keep neighborhoods safe for our children, remove guns off our streets, and fight to end the stop and frisk policy that is hurting our community and targeting our youth.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
In the few short months since I won the special election, I have proven that I am able to get results for our district. I've proposed city legislation that would create transparency and track relief funding to ensure that the money goes where it's most needed and that local jobs are created from Sandy recovery efforts. I've also worked with the MTA to restore the A train, providing service for our constituents. There is a lot more work to do. My proven track record of fighting for our neighborhoods demonstrates that I have the leadership ability to continue to advocate on behalf of my constituents in the City Council.
Participating in the campaign finance program.